I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. What is going on with Eli's forehead? My word, what's happening?
Eli, forehead cam. That's what the people want.
What an opening.
Yeah. I mean, at first I was like, is that his thumb? I was like, no, it's his head. What's going on? Anyway, it's Law Crimes, everyone. Hello. I hope you've been well.
The hate doesn't usually flow from Andy.
I'm just now noticing that Eli's hairline is holding on for dear life.
It hasn't retreated any further for the last like 6 years. So I'm confident that they're going to hold the line.
Hold the line, man.
It's not giving any ground.
My soldiers fight on.
Also, folks, unfortunately, Hal is looking after dogs. Genuinely, so he has to look after some puppies, so he's not here today. But we do have a special guest. It's Red. Hello, Red, master of Night Lords, the number one fan of the Night Lords Omnibus, the Bible, as he calls it.
More like Mid Lords.
I will skin you.
I had to get at least one of those out.
I am Redimus, local innocent man.
Oh yeah.
Very good. Welcome.
Anyway, that's what all innocent men say. There are only two types of people. There are Night Lords fans and people who haven't read the Omnibus.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, the Omnibus is basically, I think it's fair to say, the most uncontestedly well-received novel series there is. I mean, people go on about, like, even though people are like Caiaphas Kane is good, even though people like Eisenhorn and stuff, they're quite big. Like, especially Caiaphas Kane, that's a lot of books. But like the Night Lords Omnibus, you go like, hey, do you want to know like a good series? You read that. It's like required reading. Also, who's read the Night Lords Omnibus? I have. Anyone else? Anyone?
Someday.
So it's fantastic to be here again, as always.
Someday.
Don't worry, because the loser gets thrown to the playing pits.
Splendid.
All right. So we got
Is that actually a thing?
What the playing pits?
Yeah.
No joke. It's a thing that Night Lords comment on throughout the entire Heresy. Is that they just skinning pits that they throw people into, and then all the Night Lords are in there having a good time.
I thought you meant in real life. Is that a thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm maybe sure it's something.
We got Pol Pot of war crimes right now.
Dude, I've been waiting for him more than anyone else.
Oh no!
Andy, today
on
right.
Today on war crimes, we're teaching about war crimes. Anyway,
Yeah, baby.
Well, with that all said, Red, you are the quiz master this episode, so you're going to be putting us through our paces on Night Lords lore. I will go first. I know a fair bit about the lore. I've gone through the trilogy of books. I've read some short stories. I've even read the new short story about Dalkian Rasark, who's a brand new character.
Oh, okay, you've read one.
And he's kind of cool. And then it gets to the end of the book, and you're like, oh, it ends on that note. Oh, that's a shame. I was kind of enjoying this, and now it's over. So, Eli, other than that book, any other Night Lords knowledge that you know about?
I read the Conrad Kurz Primarch book like 6 years ago, and I read some of the Dark Angels Horus Heresy books that have the Night Lords in them. I've read random short stories with them, but yeah, that's it. It's been a long time since I've read a proper Night Lords novel, and someday I'll read the Omnibus.
We will need to fix that.
Yes, certainly.
What about you, Colin? What's your knowledge on the Night Lords like?
I mean, I know, you know, the general stuff. They definitely like skidding people.
Say a Night Lord character right now.
Nalos.
What? Did you say Talos or Nalos?
I said Talos.
It came out as Nalos. Points are being deducted from that.
All right. Well, look, I'll deduct more points because the only reason I remember him is because Talos.
Eli, why the first message you've ever sent to me is pregnant Goku?
Every quiz must have him.
No.
Oh, dear.
Colin brings up pregnant Tekkus all the time. I don't like this.
What do you mean? That's been
Oh, there's twice. Artwork now.
Oh God,
it's real. There's two pieces of artwork now. It's
no, there's glorious. Like three.
There's oh, okay. Three. Well, I'll send you keep them after coming. The stream.
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, I won't then. Don't check our Discord because they're fiends. Right. With that all said and done, should we get into question number one then, please?
Yes, I have many a question.
Okay.
So first question. What book is the Night Lord's Legion based off of?
Yeah, this is already a fat L.
What book? Ooh, okay. Like a real book from the real world.
Yes, it is. I'll give you a hint. It is a popular English novel. Probably one of the...
It's not most... Blood Meridian.
No. No, it was like made in the 1800s, I think. Or 1900, I don't know. I don't know what year the book was made, but I know it's the Night Lords are based off of it. That's all that matters.
1800s English book. This is a good start for me. You're saying, oh, Colin's like, oh, Andy's going to win this one. At this rate, I don't know.
It has themes of imperialism.
Red, I'm going to need you to, apparently we're not friends.
What the hell?
Discord's just informed me my message cannot be delivered.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
We got Hal in the chat. Hello, Hal.
Oh, Hal's in the chat. What are you doing, Hal? You should be looking Belgian. After dogs. It's about a Belgian.
I have a theory that Hal had nothing important. He didn't want to be flayed.
He just ran
past your ruse.
I was worried he'd lose this quiz, so he didn't show up.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Good answer.
What's it called? It's on the top of my brain. What's it called? I can't remember.
The chat seems to know the answer.
All right, is that all?
We can't look at the chat. That's cheating.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm answering beforehand. Don't worry.
Okay.
I've got...
So, off the first question, Andy, you answered the book that the Night Lord's Legion is based off of is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Crazy.
Coincidentally, Colin also said that.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that sure is crazy. Amazing.
And then Conrad Kerr said the N-word.
Oh, no.
And finally, Eli said, a poem about killing children and dying to other space marines. I'm going to track you down for that one. No, you're all wrong. You all win nothing. It was The Heart of Darkness.
Yeah,
of course.
Then the next question, none of that, the rest of you aren't going to get because it's also about The Heart of Darkness.
All right, hang on. I'm Mike Cook.
All right. Where does the name Conrad Kurz get its inspiration from?
I burnt the chicken.
I don't know this. Okay. I thought there were going to be questions in universe. This is my Achilles heel. I don't know anything outside of Warhammer lore. This is all I do.
You said Night Lord's trivia, Andy, and I gave you Night Lord's trivia.
I thought he was going to be like, right, what's this guy's weapon called? Like, oh, I can do that. Oh, real life stuff. Oh, no.
All right.
Off to a bad start.
First off, let's go with Andy because his answer was Ronald McDonald.
Nice.
Next. Hold on. I want to see if anyone in the chat actually got it.
That doesn't count. The chat is smarter than us.
Colin goes, bounce on a Dio or Dio, whatever the hell that means.
Don't worry. Wow.
And we can move then on. Then Eli posted just the gif of the Family Guy chicken dancing.
Four from Fortnite.
Oh, dear.
Fortnite character, Family Guy chicken. No, it comes from two sources from the Heart of Darkness. One is the author, whose name was Joseph Conrad, and the other was the titular character within the novel, whose name was Kurtz. That was turned into Conrad Kurz. Right, Conrad Kurtz.
That is actually very neat. Having never read the book, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're coming out strong with a good three-way tie.
We're getting the look, man. I haven't been in school in like a couple years at least.
And I thought Andy would at least get something of this. He looks like a college professor. I have no plans for if everyone loses, honestly.
Well, if one of us at least gets 1 point, surely. Someone will win. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's an easy one. What is the name of the Night Haunter's honor guard?
Ah, okay. I know this. I hope I've spelt it correctly, but I might not have.
I will not be deducting points. I know you're from Europe.
Thank you. How you doing, Colin? You right there? You made a noise.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy Red's here.
Yep.
This sure is a quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I'm only here to perform mental anguish. Anyway.
Look, you will notice the factions I know nothing about and care to read nothing about are the ones I usually make fun of.
We do have some questions about the Eldar.
So all right, we're going to be coming in strong.
Oh, second win for Colin. Let's go.
First off, let's start off with Colin's answer for what is the name of the Night Hunter's Honor Guard? The Night Guard. Fantastic.
I'm assuming. Wow.
Good guess. Good guess.
Eli comes in with Red Talons. Sounds like something, but I have no idea.
Red Talons are Iron Hand.
They are an Iron Hand successor.
I'm surprised you know about them at all, then, Eli.
They are in a book, after all. They're based off of like the only other Iron Hands character that isn't Medusan, Shadrax Medusan,
or Tech Moore,
or Ferris.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah.
Anyway, Andy answers the Atramentar, which is correct.
Crazy.
Yay!
GG.
I got a point.
Someone
I win.
The bone charms for a point.
Dude.
Yeah.
I love Warhammer names. It's either something completely fake Latin or it's the most obvious thing that you would never guess because why would it be that simple? There's no in between.
Nope.
All right. For our next question, who is the worst Night Lord?
Who is the worst Night Lord?
Who is the absolute fucking worst?
This sounds very subjective. I like it. Let's see. Who is the worst Night Lord?
Yeah, I only know two of them, so this one is definitely going to get me shot. But,
all right, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do a Jordan piece and say, well, what do you mean, worst? And what does he mean by Night Lord? Like, what does that mean? What constitutes worst?
I'm trying to fish out a firearm for Colin's answer. There it is.
No, I know that's not it, but I only know two of their names.
Are we talking about like most like cowardly, ineffectual, or not very Night Lordy?
He is regarded by other Night Lords as the goddamn worst.
Oh, I know who you mean. Okay. What's his? I know his second name. What's his name?
You know what? You know what's gonna piss me off? I'm gonna vaguely remember from like a lore summary I read online the guy's name almost immediately, but he isn't Sevatar or Talos. Therefore, he does not exist.
All right, all answers submitted. Does anyone want a revision?
No, I'm gonna be wrong with my chest. Yeah. I may be an idiot, but I'm a
That's right. Be wrong, but be proud about it. The answer is Red. I will remember that, Imperial Saint Karstein.
Woof. My word. You've made an enemy now.
Quite indeed. Eli comments, Conrad Kurz. No. I mean, he is the worst, yes. But he's not the worst Night Lord. Colin, for a sum total of his own life online, commented Sevatar.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. Can't wait to be visiting you, Colin. See you soon, buddy.
I'll be keeping an eye on my closet.
And Andy comments, I never remember how to say this guy's name. Kayron Ophian.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Which I'm not going to say no. He is probably what we're looking for, gentlemen, was Mr. Grendor Scryvok.
Oh, okay.
The man with the most evil sounding name.
The guy who gets possessed by a demon sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I went with... Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he was tortured for 666 years within the war.
Naturally.
Hal is saying slurs in the chat, let it be known.
Dude, is he being classist again?
The only thing is, I put Charon because he's known as the coward in the Legion because he fights honorably. So it's an ironic name, and he's all like, oh, I'm kind of not Night Lordy because I try to like be a decent guy. And that's why I thought you meant, oh, the worst Night Lord, the one that they take the piss out of mercilessly. He's like, oh, okay.
Shame. Should we read a couple of donos before we...
Yes, let's do that.
Forward, hence.
So first up, we've got Denton Tanaka for two. Stream late due to red skinning moots alive. Oh, no.
Like Red Dude, that's Carolus Rex reborn right there. I think that's still the funniest, like, little shitty meme I've ever made.
Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $2. Stream on time because Hal isn't gooning. So true. So true.
First time we were on time. Conclusive proof. Hal is why we're late.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm up for that. Sorry, I'm burping.
Classic Bay has been a member for 12 months. Thank you very much. Straight up rowing it and buy it the power. Okay.
Sick Gurren Lagann reference. Did not expect to see that in the chat, but I'm happy for it.
Never seen Gurren Lagann.
Dude, it's peak.
Is it?
Colin, it's your favorite person.
Banda's mighty schlong of Schlinkus. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a name.
$5.
Five buckaroos.
Finally, a quiz for my favorite overhyped Warhammer books. I play Night Lords, by the way. How dare you?
Good for you. So good for you to admit it.
Dog.
I feel like I am reasonably hyped.
I have an observation about every Warhammer character ever.
Okay.
You know how people, you know, mostly Star Wars fans, but you see some random different colored alien in the background of a shot and they go, Gloopshittle, there he is. There is no main characters in Warhammer. Every Warhammer character is a Gloopshittle. It's just based on who you're talking to.
Pretty real.
Yo, it's Red. Howdy from the Craft Worlds. I will find you.
Oh no. Donkey Man again. There's more than one way to skin an infant.
Dude, that's true. Direct quote.
It's a real quote.
There is. Oh, sometimes you can grab him by the nape of the neck and just pull.
Okay. All right. Oh my God.
You should read Skaven books, Red. They're like Night Lords, but even less competent.
Tickle your fancy. Bean, thank you for the $5. I can't wait to join the Adeptus Astartes. My brother in Christ, you are in the 8th Legion. You will die as you lived, trying to run away. So real for that, Bean. Thank you. Total Night Lord death.
That's my favorite line from the Omnibus, is because Zarl is about to, there's a champion from, I believe, the Howling Griffins kicking the hell out of First Claw. And then Zarl shows up after going on a rampage. Then the champion gives some long-winded talk about helmet that Zarl threw at his feet, saying, "I knew this warrior, he died with honor." And Zarl's confused and motions to all of his fucking face down brethren and goes, "And I know these warriors, and they will die as they lived, running away." And then he proceeds to kick the hell out of that champion. It was the Genesis chapter.
Basically, Bronn from Game
of Thrones. No!
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best chapter.
Sovereign for 27 sec. Colon, great beard, death, not compensation for hair loss. Wow.
All right. Well, I can't help it that my hairline just moved down. All right. I can't do anything about that.
At least it didn't move back.
Well, I think it's kind of doing a two-front assault.
Wow. Resources are spread thin, gentlemen.
We are fighting the winter war right now.
Fantastic.
Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $5. The Unhinged Hal Supercut is now 32 minutes long. Unbelievable. How much time have you spent making that? My machine spirit is begging for the release of death. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I would be too.
Please include every single slur Hal has mentioned in that supercut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Bunny cop. Thank you for the $2.
Stop eating my sesame seed cake. Sesame seed cake? I've never heard of that.
You can make cake out of sesame seeds?
Apparently.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we've got two here from the same person. Do you want to read this one, Colin?
Frozen Colin.
Oh, is Colin? Is Colin frozen. Dead? Colin's dead. Oh no!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
This someone pulled his life support finally.
Oh well, he's really is a blue screen enjoyer. That probably is what happens.
Oh no! Well, I'll read this one then. ZJ Johnson. Have you ever heard of Night Lord Germa? Germa. Night Lord Germa will put his victims in a meat grinder until only their finger bone is left.
Wow.
Aw. I don't see sentimental. Ooh, one for you, Red.
Angry homunculus. Red, how's your cat Talos? He's an asshole. He's currently sleeping on my chair. Little bastard. Oh, doesn't even pay rent.
Let's put that there for now. And Set, I have to get this right or my ex will kill me.
What is it? What do you mean by this?
Is that a joke about
for the quiz?
Yeah, but is that feeding into the whole thing of like, oh, girls who are into
Night Lords are crazy.
40K Night Lords are crazy. Well, Colin has gone blank screen. Colin, can you hear us?
Internet.
Gentlemen.
Colin, well, I can hear you. Times.
I have formed the most jank solution.
What are you up to?
Well, you see, my internet is being worked on, apparently. It is now down.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
So how are you here?
Not to worry. Magic? My phone.
Wow.
Very good.
Okay. Well, it works, I suppose.
Only the most jank solutions here.
It's a little rough, but we're going to make it work.
Very good.
Well, let it never be said. That we are not a professional podcast that's always on time, always runs perfectly, and never has technical issues ever.
That's right.
And it's never happened. Well, at least Colin's back. Also, we got one here from Sovereign. Colin, tell Red the necklace bussy lore. He needs it.
No, I was there when it started. I don't need to be reminded.
Would.
Also.
Will, even.
Also said, Set says, she loves Night Lords, that's why I must win. I thought you were doing a reference to how, like, all ladies who are into Night Lords characters are kind of psychotic. That's the meme, isn't it? They're always a bit crazy.
They sure love
Connor. Go back through to see all of his answers and see which ones were wrong.
That's the secret.
Right.
It's all of them.
Every single one of them.
Oh, dear me. We've got more. On a bean.
Are you?
Do you think Conrad said the N-word during one of his schizo meltdowns in front of Vulcan? Wow.
Absolutely.
Full Adam Driver scene type of.
Yeah. do you want this one, Eli, from Bunny Cop?
Bunny Cop, thank you very much for the $5. Sorry, sitting down now. Have none of you seen Congo, the Tim Curry movie with murderous gorillas? That's what my sesame seed joke reft. I'm getting a call on my phone. I need to turn this off.
Hmm. Never seen it myself. Also, nuts. Bed looked good, Colin. Thumbs up.
but no more.
It did, and it still does, even though you can't see it.
Wow, what a shame.
Do you still have the chairs?
I'd like to move on.
Question the fifth. Amazing. Brilliant.
Fantastic. All right. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just because I feel particularly. Name the members of First Claw.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
I actually
how many can I
get an exit from this test?
For reference, fellas, I will send these into the StreamYard's comments. So, Andy and Eli, please don't look.
Okay.
I actually
do not have Discord on your phone.
I do, but in order to open this, I had to go to Discord, and because it's an iPhone, it doesn't open up a tab. It's just like in a sub Discord. So I would have to hit close to send you the message directly.
What an inferior phone company.
Let's see.
These are the only ones I can remember, I'm afraid. Also, Severus Pepe, Andy, Eli, Colin, and Hal. No, we were not in First Claw, I'll have you know. I don't know. I'm trying to think how long it's been since I read the trilogy. It's been a few years. Probably.
I think I read it like 3 months ago.
It's my memory. Do you read it like every few years, or is there like a specific amount of time where you're like, I'm going to get the book out again, or is it just when you feel like it?
Times.
Hmm.
For the full effect.
So every Christmas I watch Die Hard because it's a Christmas movie. Yeah. It's good fun. It's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off of Nakatomi Tower. That's when Christmas begins.
Right, now, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie?
It's a Christmas movie.
It is.
Because it's Nightmare Before Christmas. And Santa's in it.
Both.
Oh yeah.
Both, but apparently. But what day does it take on? Does it take place?
Irrelevant. It's both.
Does it take place on Halloween or does it take place on Christmas?
If you say it has to be one or the other, you're wrong.
Anyway.
Enlightened centrist.
Enlightened centrist. Fantastic. Well, starting off, Eli's answer was Talos, the one that starts with an X, and JD Vance.
With a nice old JD Van.
You got one right, and you got
you live.
You got I'd say a half point because technically one does start with an X.
I'll take it.
Andy comments Talos, Valkorion, great for remembering his last name. Zarl, Malkarion, and that fellow from the Red Corsairs. You missed a few, and Malkarion was just the Dreadnought. He wasn't really a member of First Claw.
Yeah, he was about, though. He was just like, I'll help. I'll give you a hand. Oh, look at me. I'm massive. Because he was 10th Company, wasn't he?
He was the captain of 10th Company before the Exalted.
Yeah.
And
I gave it a good effort.
You did give. You got closer than anyone else, because Colin's answer was, bro, I'm going to impregnate your cat if you keep these questions up.
I guess that means zero for Colin.
Somebody make that edit. Somebody make that edit.
You have already lost your internet, Colin. I shall make you lose more.
If you know what? I'm going to play like a Night Lord to win.
So with that in mind then, so how many points did I and Eli get from that question?
Well, you got three, because you got three of them, and I'll give you half point for Malkarion, because technically, yeah, he did assist First Claw, but he also assisted the entirety of the 10th.
He said Talos as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's 1.5? Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah, he gets 1.5, and you get 3.5. We'll say 3.5.
Okay, crazy. 3.5.
Crazy.
And, Colin gets, I don't know, what's the easiest way to take away his insulin? Is that can you register that as a point?
I can book a flight.
Colin, like a spoonful of sugar.
That's discriminatory.
You knew that it was going to be Night Lord's trivia, and I am the most underhanded bastard. And so,
I have never studied for one quiz yet. It is we are wrong.
As it should be. Studying is cheating.
Yeah, studying is cheating.
How many quizzes have you won, Colin?
Well, we see the podium. Like, it's got little studs on it. So, like, mine's a gold because it's 5.
Yeah, and then the podium will tell you.
The service studs and the three of the little podium.
Yeah.
Colin, so the only ones, wins each, the, only, you, Ryan, Colin. The only quizzes that Colin and I would ever win are the ones that we host.
And how we're lucky, here, so I have a chance of winning for once.
So when we're lucky, I host one and then Colin wins it, and then Colin hosts one and I win it, and then we lose every other one that Andy and Hal make.
That's why I need to do an Eldar quiz.
So the only time Colin ever wins is when he has the answer sheet.
Well, here's the thing. Do you want to know the first quiz he won? It was on Korn, which was interesting.
Korn? Yeah, like the band?
Bro.
Yes.
That was disturbed.
Of course, disturbed. Colin. Oh my gosh.
Fucked up.
You offend me twice.
Posers,
all right.
Posers.
Korn is boom, daka boom, ba ba ba. Like that's Korn.
All right. We can move on. We don't need to keep testing my knowledge.
Okay.
I'm not testing. Okay. I'm not really testing. I'm trying to find the depths of its failure.
You're going to be plumbing for a while.
We are digging, fellas.
To the planet.
So here is. Malkarion's sarcophagus depicted him slaying 3 champions. What legions did these champions belong to?
Okay. What was the third one? Let's have a think.
I've attempted an actual answer. It may not be right, but I did try.
I did not attempt.
I think that makes sense.
I could have just guessed, but might as well go for the funnies.
All right, the ballots are in, fellas. Okay. Starting off, Eli goes pee, poo, and cum. All right.
Wow.
Fantastic. Colin coming in with Ultramarines, Dark Angels, and Blood Angels. And finally, Andy comes with White Scars, Blood Angels, and Imperial Fists. Well, Andy got all 3 right.
Yay!
You got 1 right, Colin, and Eli, take away his points.
Crazy.
Look, what was the thing?
Go for a comment. Reasonable guess.
Well, here's the thing. I knew it was definitely a Blood Angel and a White Scar, and then I thought, well, it must be because it was the Siege of Terra, and who were the 3 legions on Terra? White Scars, Blood Angels, Imperial Fists.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
I went a bit more unremembered empire than that, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Although I guess that was really just Kurz running around.
Kurz wasn't actually on the Siege of Terra.
No.
Nope.
But he was during Imperium Secundus, just causing havoc while his men were locked up.
Being difficult.
Schizoing out in the meat locker, as one does.
God forbid dressing down from Gilliman.
God forbid a man have hobbies. Really? Creating a flesh statue of his own father.
They don't get it.
That's just your average midlife crisis, honestly.
They'll never know.
And this time, here's one. What did Nurgle offer Talos?
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to say my thinking because it might be in a future question. I have no idea. That's my best shot. Doesn't make any sense, but it's all I can offer. Like Irish wristwatch just saying, thick goths. Wow. That's one hell of a prize.
That would be hard to turn down, honestly.
They would be like Nurgle goths. So it'd be like, when did you last have a shower, Missy? I'm not a fan.
We call that flavoring.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that sentence either. I wouldn't worry about it.
And the thing is, I know who you're trying to emulate from the Discord server, and I will not give any more.
You think I'm trying to emulate?
Well, there is a particular member of our Discord who mentioned something a while ago about the flavoring of feet or something it was. And I was like, it's coded like that, and I'm not going to say any more for the betterment of everyone.
What is this lover?
By the way, we have a Discord, everyone. Check out our Discord. Stuff happens there, and it's always
close to 1,000 people.
Sounds questionable at best.
And there are people hang out in the voice chat.
Yeah,
and watch live. Do our stuff.
And it seems like we have all of our answers finally. Starting off with Colin. He answered Joy, Papa Nurgle, to the question that was, what did Nurgle offer Talos? Colin answers Joy. All right. Andy answers, what was that?
It was an attempt.
I didn't say you were wrong now, did I?
I guess that's true.
Andy. Okay. Andy's answer was Gene Seed, 3 question marks.
Couldn't think of anything, sorry.
And finally, Eli goes, super awesome badass Tau. Shas O'Rila, wake me up inside, can't wake up. 360 no scope, Imperial Commander on Taros, and MGL moments start to play.
Eli, I've got a great idea for a video. You've just given me inspiration. Put up a video of just like an hour of you of all your Tau minis just going. And just as do that for an hour, please. That'd be as you fun. Wish. I'd watch
it. Straight jacket, preferably. Anyway, you were all wrong. It was a trick question. Nurgle had nothing to offer Talos.
Crazy. Oh, crazy.
Shit. Well, I knew he was an apothecary, so I was like...
No, it when
a way to get the Legion going back.
During the book, The Soul Hunter, when Talos gets... I don't know how to describe it. Drugged by Abaddon, by being shot in the chest. He was confronted by 4 aspects of the Chaos Gods, and Nurgle had nothing.
Just let the idea. Sorry, kid. I got nothing. Go ask Quan. Maybe Quan can give you something. I got nothing.
That is precisely how it went down, honestly. He was like, I got nothing that I can offer you. You want nothing?
Sorry,
of this.
Kid. Go ask Slaanesh. Maybe he'll give you a toy. I don't know. I got nothing. That's how Nurgle speaks, by the way.
Honestly, gangster. Not just Italian, but New Yorkers. Italian. They are filthy people.
Go into my guardian.
The Italian part. That's just the New Yorker part, all right? Before anyone takes that out of fucking context.
New York is a wasteland.
It is ground zero.
So is Rome. Rome and New York have many things.
Jungle where dreams
Italians are going to kill me for saying that. But
they're not allowed to travel through the United States anyway.
So no points. That's a shame.
None at all.
We're not doing good at that. Well, what about number 8?
Number 8. All right. Let me look through. I did not number these by difficulty, by the way. So
okay,
that's why it's kind of all over the place.
That's fine.
I didn't know what was difficult for y'all, but thanks for setting the bar low. I'll know for next time.
What is their paint scheme? Yeah, that'd be easy. Yeah,
purple.
Here's one. Who was Conrad's appointed successor after his death?
Oh, I think I know this. Is it
she Conrad on my curse till the night rains?
I'm gonna find some.
What are you looking for, Eli?
Funny thing.
Funny,
but I can't. Oh, here we are. I found it. All right.
Honestly, this is actually just punishment for getting most of the Necron questions you guys did wrong. Is that your answer, Eli?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
Eli, when he's reading it out, can you send it to me as well so I can put it in the edit, please?
Yes.
All right. Answers are in. Let's start with Colin again. Beezy commented Savitar.
Oh, okay. He's wrong, surely.
Surely Savitar will be the answer to one of these questions.
Oh, you! How little you know.
I guess would have been.
And Eli did not send me an answer. He sent me that meme of the 4chan post about someone misgendering their Night Lords as Space Wolves. That face when playing a game yesterday and some random 40k player came by and told me my Space Wolves looked good. I played Night Lords. There's no greater insult than misgendering someone's Legion. Awesome Space Wolves, dude. It's apparently Dolph Lundgren with a space with a
wolf shirt
and a wolf.
I think that's Tom Husky. Platt. Not Tom Platt.
That's Dolph Lundgren.
I don't know who that is.
He's a famous wrestler. He's also like a scientist. And I'm not joking. Know
who Dolph Lundgren is.
Wait, isn't
oh,
he
I
like
know. Yeah, Canadian? I know. He's freaking.
The guy does the splits a lot.
Oh, that's
no, that's Van Damme. That's Vincent Van Damme.
That's Van Damme. Oh, Dolph Lundgren's in the boxing.
Oh, this is definitely Tom Platz.
He's in Rocky IV.
Oh, I found the exact picture. I found the exact picture of Tom Platz. I'm not a fool.
Oh, okay.
Wait, okay, well, it looks like Dolph Lundgren.
I was thinking it doesn't. That's why I was confused, and I was like, my brain tried to cope. Oh well. So well done, Eli. I'll put that all in the edit as our mass dementia unfurled in real time.
I feel like I'm getting dementia. Maybe that's the brain worms.
The brain worms.
Dementia. I barely know her.
And Andy's answer. It was the correct one was Zoe Sahal.
Yay!
And it's not a rough character. Nice try though.
Zoe Sahal. He has one piece of artwork, I'll have you know, and it's him in armor flying.
He's the successor to Conrad Kurz.
Yes,
and it's Sidon.
From random.
Yeah, before Conrad was gonna die, he was like, "All right, you're gonna take care of the Legion after my death. Good luck."
And then
he was his equerry. Like
whatever. Yeah, I've actually probably read that part because I read the Night Wars book. But
he's in a few books, but very barely. He says,
He shows up randomly in the exposition.
Doesn't he also fight when it's Lion versus Kurz and they're having the 3v3? And it's
that one.
The Lion and what's his name? And Corswain. And then it's Savitar, Zoe, and Conrad.
Yes.
I think. Yes.
Yes.
See, I remembered because that's my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, the remembrancer. That's why.
Mm. See, remember. It's in the it's in the name.
I don't get it.
Here's a bonus question I really wanted to ask. This has no bearing on anything, but what is the main component to Night Lords losing all the time?
If I get this right, can I win the whole quiz?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh,
you could win. The prizes are between a crisp pie 5 or 10 days in the skinning room.
Those skinning are both room pretty good prizes.
I'll take the laptop dub and really hope that's to my...
Colin, what have you done?
All right, answers are
nothing
in.
Horrible for once.
Put down your pens, folks. Colin's answer was Balthazar Gelt.
Yay!
He has returned. I am supreme. There does exist the timeline where Gelt did Gelt Max all over the 8th Legion. So I would not say you're wrong.
Okay.
Also, Red, just fair warning, we do have a sub part in our Discord that's called Gelt Maxing, and it's just to post Gelt memes. So it's a good time. It's
perhaps I should join.
Bit of fun.
See the glory.
It's home.
My Gelt Maxing.
You can have a look.
It's very good.
Eli says they're all cowards and goobers who are only good at killing people weaker than them and goon to pain and fear. you're not making a good case for you, Eli.
It's true though. There's only like three good Night Lords. The rest of them are a bunch of goofballs.
Almost like the Emperor's
children.
Wrong. Emperor's children can at least kill people good.
Almost every single Night Lord melee combatant mops the floor with anyone else. Who beat Sigismund? Huh? Who beat Sigismund?
Abaddon.
No one. He always wins.
Yeah, the three Night Lords main characters are really cool. The rest of them are freaking lame, though.
I will hurt you.
the closest answer from Andy yet again is plot armor. The answer was writers using them as fodder.
Wow.
Can I have plot armor?
I'm not going to take slander from someone who hasn't read any of the books, all right?
I've read a few of them.
I've read the wiki excerpts. Yeah, sure. Okay, I see what you are.
I've Mr. read Lord many Channel. Horus Heresy books with them in them. I've only read, okay?
I mean, I'm not.
They're just bad in all of them.
Well, to be fair, after the Horus Heresy, you've got the trilogy. You've got the new short with Desark.
I read that one.
Not much else.
You have Skinning Pit still. We still have that.
There's the one in the Morven Vaal book who's like plot relevant to the main character, which is interesting. Hmm. Not much else though.
I'll read the omnibus someday, but only because I want to see James R. Kelly Night Lords.
True.
James R. Kelly. Wow. What?
Yeah.
You lied. There was no Eldar questions.
No, we're coming up on Eldar questions.
Oh dear. Oh no.
Oh.
Before we get to the next one, should we read some more donations before we get to the last few questions?
Also, which book is the one with the Raven Guard and the Night Lords in it? Because I've read that one.
Prince of Crows. That might be a different one. I'm thinking of the Raven Guard that hangs around Sevatar for some reason.
They both go to a city and they fight in the city, and the Raven Guard don't like the Night Lords, and then Conrad gets mad at his Night Lords. I read this like years and years ago.
Oh, that was the Night Haunter.
There is also the Primarch book.
Okay, yeah, I've only read the Primarch book, I guess.
And to be fair, there is also a cultural exchange where like a Raven Guard becomes a Night Lord and a Night Lord becomes a Raven Guard, and it's like, okay, that's kind of neat. Although to be fair, the Raven Guard who becomes a Night Lord loses his tongue. So one had it better than the other. But first donation, Pancreas's silliest clown for 10. I need to spread this knowledge to Lord Hammertube. Corvus Corax is the old scientific name for the common raven, genus Corvus, species Corax.
Yes,
he's bird.
Corax. Bub. Raven crow, crow crow. Caw-caw.
Still better than Iron Hands. I'm going to say it.
Colin, you're telling me you don't like the novel Iron Hand about the Iron Hands, which is about an iron hand? Resting place of the king of the Iron Hands in the ironclad tomb.
His name was Iron Hands, and he named his legion Iron Hands because he was.
Look, I am not a fake fan because I never claimed to be an Iron Hands fan, nor would I ever claim as such.
Kabanda's mighty schlong.
There you go.
Of Cygnus, thank you for the $5. My favorite part of Void Stalker is when Luke Corifus vores several Eldar. Wow. Thank you.
It's true.
Well, that's kind of gross.
Okay, call it.
Shane Dawson moment from Bean. Wow.
I think that was about the cat and how. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So, thank you for the 27 sec. Latest FNAF lore news. Afton cucked a man, no joke. Okay.
Who's Afton?
It's a FNAF
dude,
guy.
Dead by Daylight. Freddy Fife Boren, Dead by Daylight.
Is that the bite of 87? I said the thing, there you go. Bunny Cop, Redemption Blues by Miracle of Sound. Listen to it. It's a good tune.
Cole Toe Dude, 57. Thank you for $2. She Conrad on my curse. Till the night rains. Well, very nice.
Night Lord's life. Skillex. Is that supposed to be Skrillex, not Skillex? Skillex probably sounds like a type of
monster night cooking core
equipment. Yeah.
It's not sped up. It's not called TikTok edit. It's called Nightcore.
You put an anime girl in it.
It's SpongeBob movie. It's Squidward yelling at Patrick and SpongeBob.
Oh, we love SpongeBob. Kellen Kier from Donkey Man USA. Kellen Kier, we are machines built in the factory of death. Kellen Farr. What the F are you talking about?
Are those what? Nightlords? Because I don't know. They...
Oh, cool. I do not know the reference, I'm afraid.
The Dank Apostle. Mm. Thank you for the 35 Czar. I don't know where that's from. Has anyone read the Word Bears Omnibus with its group of characters and their exploits, i.e. when Marduk summons demonettes on a Drukhari ship? That's another one I'd like to read. I have to read the Skull Drinkers Omnibus still. I'm too busy reading
I've not read books it, but I have it. Mm. I have it. I'm going to get around to it because I've got to do it. I've only got a few Word Bearer characters going, like Marduk is one of the few.
Wait, the guy's name is Marduk?
Marduk.
Marduk. I feel like that's Marduk.
Marduk.
That's how I would read it.
Marduk. Quack, quack. And the last one from Llama Wearing Sombrero. Amazing PFP. Here's a dumb idea for tier list. How many custodians can a character kill? One, a couple, a squad, or the entire 10K?
Wow. Total custodian's death.
I don't think a custodian could kill an entire legion. That's a bit much. I mean, two world eaters killed a custodian with their bare hands once. Like, and to be fair, they were unarmed as well. I don't know about 10K.
Well, custodians also suffer heavily from the plague of riders, where sometimes they're described as being basically Super Saiyans. The other times they're described as being just a little stronger than Marines. So it's all over the place.
Dude, speaking of Warhammer fans, occasionally never beating the but can he beat Goku allegations?
That's real.
And then Minotaurs come in and go, "Herder, I'm going to crump you." And then they do. Like, how did they do that? I don't know. They're dicks. Oh, that's their superpower? Yeah. Okay.
Man, everyone talks about how. What's the guy's name? The Minotaur guy. Oh, I forgot what it was.
Asterion Moloch?
Yeah, everyone talks about Asterion Moloch being so bad he can take on a custodian, but no one talks about how he's basically a paranoid schizophrenic.
He's really good.
The entire book, he's stressed out of his goddamn mind because he doesn't know who to follow.
And bear in mind, he's also a simp. Because at the end, he kneels for the administratum lady. Like, I see how it is.
Me too, bro.
Got our only fan. Dear me.
The Minotaurs are a simp legion, or a simp chapter. Let's be, we should be honest.
Submitting to women, cringe. Send him to the Inquisition.
They're the High Lords of Terras. They're their simps.
Hmm. Brilliant. Cool. Right. Is it a bonus question, or is there another question? We answered
the bonus question.
We did the bonus question, didn't we? Yeah.
There was another one, but one of the paid chat things kind of spoiled it. It was going to be what's my cat's name, but
true. Was that all the questions then?
No, I have a few more. I have plenty more. Okay. I don't know how long you guys want to go for.
Let's keep going. Let's do a few more.
What was the Eldar world destined to be destroyed by the Eighth Legion?
Oh
man, I was hoping actually it would be something like, hey, I'm already ahead. Names are
Eldar world.
Oh man, like, this freaking picture, dude. Every time.
A quick side note, when I'm waiting for you guys to write cons I bought.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
When I'm waiting for you, side note, when I'm waiting for you guys to finish your answers, I'm just playing with these little Constructicons I bought.
Nice.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Look at this chat.
To be fair, there's been many an episode where, like, when we're doing like a pod and Eli is on, and you'll just be painting the minis while we talk about stuff.
And slightly painted
I got some 3D printed Decepticon minis. It's all G1s, Megatron, Soundwave, and his pets. And three of the Starscream palette swats.
I'm actually in the process of printing a big Titanicus map. Ooh. Almost finished.
Vespid.
Anyway, answers are in. Vespid bug.
Yeah. Old Vespid, because they're cool.
Vespid.
Colin coming in with Avalorn. Avalorn?
Everlong. That's a great song. I love Everlong.
I don't know enough about Eldar to know what that is, but I know that's not the answer.
Please.
it's not Eldar, so yeah, I would expect it to.
Andy says hi, Rule.
Yep.
That is an answer.
Hmm?
And, elves. A picture of pregnant Goku that looks like it was made in MS Paint.
Wow.
Hope you like it.
Keep using that.
I hate to say, Eli, could you send me that picture? Because now I have to put it in the edit.
Of course, it's not for personal use. Of course.
Well, I guarantee you, Eli's not winning at this rate.
I wasn't planning on it, buddy.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I need to go bleach my eyes after that. Anyway, no, yeah. it was Ulthwe. Ulthwe is going to get destroyed by the Eighth Legion.
You didn't say craft world, you said world.
It's true.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing, technically.
Technically, actually, shut up. You're losing. You don't get to argue.
Ulthwe is an okay one to kill. Don't mind.
Fuck you.
Mr. Eldar, man, I give you the Eldar question. You don't even give me an Eldar answer. How dare you?
I gave you better at a Warhammer fantasy answer where the elves are treated
still
well.
Wrong, all right?
The elves are yes, both well. Way. The craft world that has one character.
He's a real one.
Just Eldred. He's the real one, but he's the only
one.
They
don't even like him.
What are they doing?
Yeah, wasn't he?
And they're all like, get out of here. We don't need you.
Because he's like trying to do something that's just beneficial for everyone. They're just like, no, you can't. Yeah. GW needs to propagate the grim darkness, all right? And you're not helping that.
GW must hate Eldar at all times.
Yeah.
All of the writers who like elves work for fantasy in Age of Sigmar. It's very simple.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I have a few that I know none of you are going to get at this rate.
Crazy.
I like your confidence. Let's see.
Would you like me to ask that question, Andy?
Yeah, go on. Let's see.
What was Septimus's real name?
Oh, shit. There we go.
Well, Colin's the only one that actually answered a name. Jebediah.
Yeah.
Jebediah.
All right.
Yeah. Good old Jebediah. Eli coming in with septic tank. And Andy coming in with septum piercing. Septic tank and septum piercing. No, it was Korath. Mm-hmm. It was Korath. His real name is Korath.
Korath.
What? Final Fantasy character.
Yeah. Mm. It's like he says it once throughout the entire trilogy.
What's his name? Ted. His name is Ted. Yeah. That's why he changed his name. Isn't there Night Lordy?
Yeah.
Buddy Bill.
Well, it's a tradition, the Night Lords. I don't know if it might be in other legions, that when you take a slave, you name that slave just numerically, and Septimus is the seventh.
I can't think
of many other legions doing that specifically. They're more like, courage and honor. Your name will be Caesarius after my great grandfather who was a tax accountant.
Did you say you can't think of other legions that take slaves? Did I hear that wrong?
I'm pretty sure almost every legion and chapter has slaves.
But they don't do it in like an overtly mean way.
Inadvertently mean. Doesn't the Iron Hands like servitorize failed like serfs?
Yeah, but that's not mean. That's just efficient.
Well, that's not mean.
It's not mean.
Just because they call them a serf and not a slave doesn't mean that they.
All I'm saying is none of the other legions have skinning pits, which they chuck them in.
All right,
that's what I mean.
Valid.
Fun fact: when Octavia was dying of pregnancy, some of the Night Lords would just come by, visit her, and tell her stories about the Legion.
Huh.
Well, that's nice.
So it's fine.
You at least they don't goddamn servitorize you.
I don't know. It's just like that. That's just like the guy who gets like forced to help pilot Conrad back to the place that they fight the Dark Angels Framas, when he's like, oh, I have to venture to Framas. He's like, I'm really sorry that I freaked out and I tore off your limb. Here's a new one. Like, oh,
is that also the Primarch book?
I hope they bring back Ferris Manus, but
yeah, it's
like
just a Primarch book.
Richard Nixon from Futurama.
Yeah, Kurz has an unhealthy, like, is kind of quirky where he tends to tear off your limbs.
Yeah.
he comes back with a replacement at least.
I'm sorry. Here's a new leg. I mean, I've heard of toxic relationships, but that's going a bit far. Poor fella. Any more questions?
Yeah, a few more.
I've got like a bajillion. Okay.
How many more do I have? Let me just get rid of that. Okay, here should be an easy one. Who leads the largest Night Lords war band?
Oh.
I don't even want to give a real answer at this point. Oh. Might as well just keep memeing.
Every fiber in my body is trying to not type Savitar again.
Just keep answering Savitar. You'll get one of it right eventually.
Oh, it's not. I've spelt it. You've confused me. This fella, similar sounding. That's why I was like,
"There's my meme answer."
All right.
That was the meme answer, not all the other ones.
Colin, come in with a genuine attempt of Talos.
When are we going to tell him?
Just don't. I already know.
That's why I asked if you guys read the Night Lord Omnibus. You learned so much.
Yep.
Andy coming in with Decimus. And finally, Eli coming in with Luftheron, better than Savitar. Wrong on two fronts with that one, buddy.
He's the goat. He's the goat.
Luftheron, discount Abaddon, isn't even the goddamn Night Lord.
He's the goat.
Talos. No, Talos is fucking dead, guys. and Andy goes with Decimus, which should be true. Unfortunately, we don't know because GW refuses to do anything with them. The correct answer was Krieg Archibus, the Axeman.
Oh, of course.
Who was also a Night Lord Heresy character in a lot of novels.
And yet no art that I can find. I was like, I'll do a video on him. I think I can't seem to find anything for him.
If you have a Night Lord with an axe, that's basically what Krieg Archibus looked like.
Yeah, he's a guy who has a spiky helmet and an axe, but not like Charon Ophion, who has an axe because he also has a shield. There's a bit of lore.
The shield is what makes or breaks the man.
And it was like made of like the ship where he made a big cock up, and they're like, yeah, I have this like amalgamation of like debris. Now it's your shame. Carry it, you coward. So I'm really honorable. We hate you.
Oh, how dare you protect yourself from an onslaught of melee?
Yes,
you prick. Coward.
Yeah.
Poor fella. Where did that one?
Hold on, Colin is here twice. Wait, what sorcery is this? Colin?
Get rid of the other one. Glory be, the computer has come back.
Hold on. One, two. I'm going to assume he's sitting on a chair as well. You still have the chairs. Where's the fourth, Colin?
Oh, no. He's gone again. Wow. He's gone again, I think.
I'm leaving this.
He heard me counting the chairs.
go back. Right, we're going to put the other Colin back then, because sorry. Colin, but the other ones. Oh no, wait. Ignore Colin. Something's going on. Is there another question? Say like one more, I suppose.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I got a bunch. I didn't know what I knew you said the limit, but I figured a bunch of these weren't gonna be possible. We want to wait for Colin for this last one, or is he here? Or is he not here? Is he phasing out of reality?
He'll be back. Could always repeat it.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z. All right. For the final question, all the beans. In which book does Savitar die?
Savitar dies? Savitar dies?
I feel like this is a trick question.
I vastly underestimated the lack of books being read.
Well, here comes Colin again.
I have zero Night Lords videos on my channel. Maybe one.
You should fix that.
Shout out to the millisecond of returning computer internet before it immediately left.
That was good.
Did you hear the question, Colin, or no?
No, I didn't.
In which book does Savitar die?
Can I get a half point?
Colin commented, "The Night Lords."
Oh, when he's gone dead. Again. Again, reminder, folks, we've never had technical difficulties on this podcast. It always runs smoothly and perfectly every time. Shush your face.
we'll save his answer for last.
Okay.
Andy coming in with Savitar Lives.
Oh, here we go.
What is fucking happening to my internet, dog?
Well, it's good so far.
Welcome back now.
It's encouraging.
Oh, I see the fourth chair. It's just right behind you.
Fuck off.
Is that the poster of Goku still, or did you replace it?
Oh.
What poster of
Goku?
What?
Oh, yeah. There's Cell. There's Goku. I got distracted. Yeah, Colin, you said the Night Lord's Omnibus. Andy said none of them. And, it was a trick question because it is not stated in any book when he dies. Believed he died. Unfortunately, you said Savitar Lives, and that's neither confirmed neither. So, Eli, Savitar lives. Get half a point.
Savitar totally lives.
But don't I get a point saying he doesn't die in any
book? Can't kill one of the only Night Lords.
It's not in any books. Yeah. It's not never stated when he dies. We only know
so
that
I get
he,
a point.
Yes, you get a point.
Yay!
For me, Colin, half for Eli. Colin gets no points because the Night Lords Omnibus isn't even about Savitar. I don't even think he's mentioned.
No, well,
damn, that's rough.
Well, they're too busy running away most of the time to even discuss such nuanced policies.
Wow.
But yeah, there's a few.
I'm not sure what the tally was, but I think I won. I think I win.
Yeah.
And you have like 9 points or something.
I only have Eli's name crossed out very aggressively after the picture of Goku with like very colorful words written next to it. So I kind of blacked out after that.
Yeah. Well, I think I handily win that one.
No.
Oh, well.
Colin, there's just a note that says turn off your insulin pump. What was I writing? I don't think I was even thinking.
Yeah. Man, shit. That's a give it like a day.
Well, I suppose we've got some more.
You don't even get. You don't got to do anything. Just wait for the American healthcare industry to change what insulin I'm getting again so it takes me an extra month to get it.
Going to be sending it over the board if you it's like,
here, have some British insulin. It's full of chips.
Dude, I don't care what it's full of.
It's just a can of Heinz.
Yeah, basically.
We take those.
But before we call it a day, we've got some more donations to go through. So Shalaxi's Wettest Gripper. Hello, fella. Member for 8 months. I love your wriggling fibro is kicking my hole.
I don't like any of those words.
That was a message.
That was sin.
You want this one, Colin?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll take one that's not sinful. This one is nice. Xtero with the tenor. Hey guys, been a while. How was voice acting for the Mechanicus Blood and Steel? I don't know what that is.
It's the Warrior tier video.
I wasn't in that one, so I couldn't tell you.
It was good. I had fun.
Nice. Also, fuck you, Pancreas, for using the FTL soundtrack. It's giving me the shakes.
Wow.
That sounds like a personal problem, that a video game soundtrack is giving you the fent flop.
I must admit, I had the YouTube music app on a while ago, and it was just going through lots of music, and then it came on at one point, and I had like that sensation where you're like, you feel like you're falling, and I was like, I didn't put on a Pancreas Newark video, and I was like, plong, and I went, and it made me feel strange. So that was fun. Eli, you want this one?
Wank up, thank you for the $5. Do not sleep on Miracle of Sound. Also, thank you, Colin. Had a steak for lunch at work thanks to your factor code.
Wow. Oh, sick.
Sponsor shout out.
The sponsor.
Yum, yum.
I swear I didn't pay him.
Bean for five. Constructions? Is this a reference to the niche A24 film Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen?
Huge. The best movie ever made.
Wrong.
No, it's Transformers 3. It's called Constructicons. And no, Constructicons go from the Generation 1 Constructicons, you Philistine.
Did you call him a Philistine?
I am under the enemy scrotum. peak movie. Peak movie.
I hate you.
Die.
Oh no.
Marathi's
designated toilet for five.
You used to be sharp. Night Lords. Here. I know who you are.
Yeah. Night Lords connect telepathically using sounding rods. Also, happy birthday, Colin. Remember, folks,
happy birthday,
it's Colin's birthday again this week.
Yep.
The eighth week
like
in a row.
90. Yeah. Oh God.
Colin will wear a green hat in 1 week. Let me know.
1 week, folks. I'm very excited.
Harlow's episode.
You want me to say this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, Red. I hope that our community is a degenerate as yours. Wear the hat, Colin, or I will come out of the walls and do it myself.
That username has been counting down, by the way. It was 4 weeks.
You better have a green hat on for the Taros episode.
It started in the double digits, and it's been slowly ticking away, and we're like, and we don't know why, and it's just like, I guess it's going to happen. I'm not Colin. I hope he has a green hat. Mm-hmm. I see what happens.
Surely acquire one somewhere.
Oh, God. Bunny,
thank you.
Five. Dying of pregnancy. Guys, come around to tell stories. Are you effing kidding me? Renegade Marines are still the most human?
They're real ones.
Fair point. Dying of pregnancy. Sounds like a band name, like a metal band. like Cannibal Corpse. It'd be like someone like that. Euro Joe for five. Hi, Andy. Did you hear about the new Carcharodon's novel coming out soon? Also, anyone hyped for the new Siege of Terror book coming out as well? I have not heard that already.
Horus Heresy?
It's like an anthology that they're tacking on at the end, and it's like a big picture of like the gates. Apparently, the website went down because of scalpers, so GW had to like shut down the pre-orders.
Who could have seen that one coming?
Who could have? Not me. Yeah.
Cold Toe Dude 57. Thank you for the $5. Primarch Foreskin tier list win. Soon. Oh, is Conrad circumcised, or is that just one of the things he did to Vulcan?
Hey man, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're not reaching heaven.
Real question though: can Vulcan get circumcised?
I was gonna say, surely that's impossible.
He's a perpetual though, right? He regenerates.
It's like, whoop,
you know, back. You know how like Wolverine comes back from a skeleton? I think it's something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wolverine gets hit by a nuke, but his PP survives. Anyway, Caleb Collins.
That was for you,
Talos is mid. Red, listen to the voices advice. The voices advice more. Wow.
I don't know if he's referencing the character or my cat. Either way, your life is forfeit. Be seeing you soon, Caleb.
You're Joe.
Oh no.
You're the $5. That was for Colin.
All right. Oh man. Colin, go downstairs and lube up your Wi-Fi router with your insulin and pray to the machine spirit. Well. See, all right, now give me just one moment, please. Yeah, I would like to not basically just pour anywhere from 50 to a grand onto the router.
That is a loser's mentality, my friend.
Wow. Zano for 18 months member. Happy birthday, Colin. Painting Bretonnia for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Very bad.
Oh, also, here's a response from Bunny Cop about your sponsorship, Colin.
No.
Thank you.
I was not paid. Yeah. FGEU Space Wolves, even furries hate you.
Wow. I love you, Space Wolves.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Kill all the animals.
Matt Eckert, thank you very much for the $10. Shout out to your hairline. This should go towards Eli and Colin getting their Turkish hair transplants. Okay. Even hair related. Wow.
Man.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Uncalled for.
And I think this is the last one. Owl with a howl. For there's another one from 5 euros. First time catching you live, something felt wrong. Turns out I'm a dumbass and I normally watch on 2x speed.
Crazy.
What? How? Man is living in the future. Wow.
Jesus, why would you do that? What are the pros of that? What are the benefits?
Oh my gosh.
Get more done. Rat race, grind. Sigma male grind set. Bean for two. Transformers 2, beginner to expert when? All right, folks, I got a confession to make. I've only watched like a bit of the first film and I just turned it off. Couldn't do it.
We could have watched Transformers in Ireland. Wow. We could have.
I
didn't think they had such
Instead,
technology.
We watched Legend. we watched Legend with Tom Hardy, and I loved how, even though it's an English speaking film, Eli and Colin required subtitles. Also, Colin is frozen again. Oh, no.
Freeze frame, too.
But he's also got this kind of been doing. A bit of a on the devil's grass before we end the stream. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can all say it's been an absolutely lovely stream. A lot of fun. Thank you all very much for your banter and donations. And also, thank you very much, Red, for being on the pod. We'd love to have you again if you want to come on again at some point. How was it for you? Did you enjoy yourself?
I always enjoy bringing nothing but suffering to my fellow peers.
Yeah, it's good fun. Where can people find you at the moment?
Is it
your Instagram?
I have an Instagram. I occasionally post there, and I'm starting to work on my own stuff right now. That's pretty much all the online presence I have currently. Working on other stuff at the moment, though.
Colin's
and
back.
We're back Hello, Colin. To the phone. Hello.
Excelente.
Don't worry. We'll put your router out of its misery soon, Colin. It's fine.
Yeah, I got to take it back behind the shed.
Also, two last donations from Elizabeth Young for five. Well, I took the plunge and bought my first 40k codex, and happy to see Red back. I missed
it. Will be outdated in a month.
That's a shame.
Huge.
Also, Bunny Cop,
depending on which one you got, it might already be outdated.
Remember the Votan, folks, gone within one edition.
Deserved.
Fuck off.
Bunny Cop, it's not random, it's Space Wolves hate from a fur.
Well, I still love the Space Wolves.
Mishmash.
Oh, and it's Mishmash. Hello, Mishmash.
Oh my god, I didn't realize you were alive. I thought they deported him back to Kentuckistan.
Oh dear.
He lives.
But he says, you're doing well. Been a while since we've yapped, homie. Aw, hello, Mish. We need to get you on the pod at some time, Mish.
We missed one from Donkey Man USA.
Did we?
He's before Elizabeth Young.
Oh, yes.
Never miss.
Thank you, Donkey Man. I guess you never miss, huh?
Thanks.
Friend, I bet it doesn't kiss ya, moi.
I don't remember all that.
Thank you, Donkey Man USA, for the $5. My ultimate Kid Bash goal is the Great Horned Omnisciah. I look forward to it. You can see Donkey Man's insane Skaven creations in the Discord whenever he posts. Join the Discord.
Phone does fun. Work. Someone commented, phone does work.
Oh dear.
I heard was anyway. Does work.
But yeah, that was the Night Lords Omnibus / Night Lords Lore. I won. Right. It was good fun.
To be honest, and, I feel like we've all lost a bit of ourselves.
We've all lost in spirit. This has been depressing to see how little we actually knew, considering how many questions there were.
I'll read the Omnibus someday.
Do it.
I don't need a quiz to tell me how ignorant I am, sir.
There was casualties across the board. Colin lost his internet. Eli lost his hairline. I lost my faith in humanity upon seeing Goku pregnant.
And that's not the only picture you can find.
No, I'm not sure what Andy lost, but we're working on it, folks.
Yeah. Dignity, seeing that Goku meme particularly.
Dignity.
But either way, that was good fun. Thank you very much, Red, for popping
on
our humble pod. And we'll see you all next time, folks. And hopefully we'll have Hal when he's not looking after Doug's.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Farewell. Love you.